With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Authorities in Maine say mental health problems were definitely behind the mass killing in Lewiston, Maine that resulted in 18 deaths and the death of the suspected gunman.
It was a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Police say 40-year-old Army Reservist Robert Card was found dead inside a commercial trailer at a recycling center in Lisbon.
There was a couple of firearms found at the scene.
Public Safety Commissioner Michael Soschuk says it was an area that had been cleared twice Friday. He says they don't have an official motive, but it appears Card specifically targeted the bowling alley and the bar.
The individual felt like people were talking about him. It may even appear that there were some voices in play.
He says Card's family had been helping police providing his identity when they saw the surveillance images. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israel's military has launched an expanded ground operation, signaling it's moving closer to an all-out invasion of the Gaza Strip.
In a briefing, IDF spokesperson Daniel Hagari confirms that Israeli forces are expanding ground operations in the Gaza Strip.
Gaza. Israel
says infantry and armored vehicles on the ground are backed by strikes from the air and sea, including attacks on Hamas tunnels, a key target in Israel's campaign to crush the territory's rulers.
And that is correspondent Mimi Montgomery reporting. The Republican National Committee has changed its lineup to include the Republican Jewish Coalition as a co-moderator of the next GOP presidential debate. Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel says it's the right decision given the crisis brought on by the Hamas terrorist attack on Israel.
And where are they? Where are the leaders in the Democrat Party? They are failing right now, and the Republican Party is standing up, and we're really glad to partner with the Republican Jewish Coalition to show our unity with Israel this critical time.
And this is SRN News. Another Methodist megachurch defecting.
Christ United Methodist Church of Jackson, Mississippi, the biggest in the state, will leave the denomination over issues having to do with homosexuality. It's just the latest on a list of thousands of congregations that have decided to quit the UMC because of its embrace of same-sex marriage and homosexual ordination. There will be a denominational meeting next year to formalize a split, but by then, everybody who wants to leave may have done so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of churches around the country have found a new source of revenue, selling spaces in their parking lots to fans attending nearby sporting events. Philadelphia's Calvary Baptist Church raises up to $3,000 every time the Philadelphia Union of Major League Soccer plays at Subaru Park, just a few blocks away. Some houses of worship are embracing other fans as well to raise revenue. This is SRN News. COVID-19 treatments won't be free for much longer. There's a change in the way your insurance handles those payments, according to correspondent Shelley Adler in this report.
Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer is setting the price for a five-day treatment of Paxlovid at just under $1,400. But Americans can still access the pills at no cost for now. And the less commonly used COVID-19 treatment Lagevrio will hit the market next week. The federal government says millions of free taxpayer-funded courses of the pills will remain at pharmacies and at doctor's offices. People on private insurance may start to notice co-pays for the treatments once their pharmacy or doctor's office runs out of the government supply. People on Medicaid, Medicare, and those who don't have medical insurance will not pay any out-of-pocket costs for the treatment through the end of the year. I'm Shelley Adler.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.